Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And I hope you had a great weekend as we start off this new week. At the Lewis Center campus this past weekend, we were blessed to have Daniel Eam with us to do the teaching. And so as he taught us out of John chapter 4, well, he really emphasized the need for us to not only be disciple makers, but to be a disciple maker, we have to be a disciple ourselves. We have to be the kinds of people who are living out what we say we believe. I think the way Daniel said it was that complete submission to God's will is what really unlocks life change and life transformation. As part of that, I think in our modern culture, we have the tendency to stop short of the Great Commission. Sometimes we talk a lot, and we should, about loving Jesus and about following God and about Him being the center of our lives. But the outworking of that as a disciple is that we are going to want to make other disciples, that we're going to lead others to love God as much as we love God, especially in this story in John chapter 4. You look at what Jesus, the impact He had in the woman at the well's life. This whole community ends up being changed. They were all engaged with the gospel, and it just began with a conversation. So Daniel left us with an acrostic that he referred to as BLESS. It's really five simple things. He said, as we begin this week, when we begin with this acrostic in mind, number one, begin your day, begin segments of your day with prayer. Just asking God to give you the wisdom to see what it is He wants you to see in specific situations. And then carving out some time to listen, to try and hear God's voice, right? And then what he called these, the E was to eat, right? Not only to taste and see that the Lord is good, right? That's what the psalmist said. But we know that God's word really becomes the thing that sustains us. And we look for opportunities to do that, to, in the context, well, even biblically eating, right, is to have fellowship with others and then take the opportunity to serve. That's the first of the two S's at the end of BLESS. And prayerfully, hopefully, all of that leads to story. You get to hear the stories of other people. Hopefully, prayerfully, they're going to be interested, drawn to, compelled to hear your story of God's activity in your life. So let's take a second this morning and let's pray that as we begin a brand new week. God, we pray your blessing on this week. Lord, we're starting this week off with prayer. We're starting this week off in conversation with you, and we want to be listeners and learners of yours. We don't want to just come to you with requests, but we want to hear from you. And Lord, we want to taste and see your word, Lord, that that it's sustenance to us, that God, as we look at your word being a lamp to our feet and a light to our heart, that God, it'll cause us to serve and then share story this week with other people. And so, God, we ask for that as a maybe a point of application this week, that you would bless us with conversations, that we would be willing to have the courage and the faith to step into conversations about you and invite people to you, invite people to our life groups, invite people to church on Sunday, into connectivity, God, to opportunities to hear the gospel, to share the gospel, to live and be the gospel in other people's lives, following the mission and the example of Christ. Would you take a minute right now and you just take the opportunity to pray and ask God to give you the opportunity to have some of those conversations this week? Well, once again, thanks for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast, and I hope you'll take this opportunity today to be aware of other folks who God may be preparing to come across your path, and we hope to see you back tomorrow and the rest of the week for the Drivecast. God bless.